This is Steve Ember with In the News in VOA Special English. This year is the 100th anniversary of Sinn Féin, the main political party for Roman Catholics in Northern Ireland. But these days there is little to celebrate. Sinn Féin serves as the political organization of the Irish Republican Army, and the IRA is being widely condemned over recent cases of robbery and murder. The Irish Republican Army began in 1919. This week, the American diplomat for Northern Ireland said it is time to go out of business. On Thursday, the British House of Commons voted to take away the right of parliamentary pay for Sinn Féin members. The party holds 4 seats in the British Parliament. The European Parliament is considering similar action. Next Thursday is St. Patrick's Day, an Irish celebration. Gerry Adams, the leader of Sinn Féin, was not invited this year to join President Bush for the traditional observance at the White House. The heads of other political parties in Northern Ireland were not invited either. But White House officials have invited the 5 sisters of a truck driver killed in January by the IRA. In the Gaelic language, Sinn Féin means we ourselves or ourselves alone. The group started in 1905 as a loose coalition of labor organizations. At that time, Britain ruled all of Ireland. Sinn Féin supporters wanted at least some independence from the British. Today, the territory is separated into the Irish Republic and Northern Ireland. Most Irish citizens are Roman Catholic. But Northern Ireland is a British province, and the population is mostly Protestant. Years of violence between Protestants and Catholics in Northern Ireland began in 1969. Bombings were common. In 1997, the Irish Republican Army declared a ceasefire. Peace talks led to a power-sharing agreement in April of the following year on the Christian observance of Good Friday. But political troubles continued. In October of 2002, British Prime Minister Tony Blair suspended the administration of Roman Catholics and Protestants. Sinn Féin wants a place in any renewed government. But political observers say its efforts are hurt by evidence against the Irish Republican Army. In December, robbers stole up to $50 million from a Belfast bank. Hostages were taken. Investigators found the IRA responsible, which the group denies. The IRA was ordered to pay a large fine. Then, in January of this year, IRA members killed a Roman Catholic truck driver. His name was Robert McCartney. It happened after a dispute at a drinking place in Belfast. In reaction, the IRA expelled some of its members. It also offered to shoot the men who killed Robert McCartney. But his family wants the killers to face justice. In the words of a family member, only in a court will the truth come out. In the News, in VOA Special English, was written by Geraldine Watson. I'm Steve Ember.